Good afternoon. We'll continue with the stiff northwest wind flow today, at times gusting to 30 miles per hour. This will drive in cooler air, but at the same time, we'll have in and out sunshine, and that will help push temperatures into the lower and some middle 40s for afternoon highs. An Alberta Clipper riding down the Ohio Valley toward the New Jersey coast will bring clouds back into the region after dark tonight. Light rain showers will break out in the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, transitioning to snow as temperatures cool down through the 30s and into the 20s overnight. The northernmost extent of the light snow will probably stay south of I-90, with areas to the north tonight and first thing tomorrow morning only seeing some clouds and a few flurries. We may get a dusting of light snow right along I-90 for the morning drive tomorrow, while areas in the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, the Taconics, the Litchfield Hills, and southern New England could pick up 1 to 3 inches of snow from this fast-moving clipper. Any light snow tomorrow morning will slide to the east and out of the area rather quickly, leaving us with a partly sunny, blustery, and cold afternoon with highs in the mid-30s. Arctic high pressure will build in for the upcoming weekend, and more midwinter cold is on tap for both days. Saturday will have a mix of sun and clouds, very windy and very cold, with highs only in the teens and lower 20s, and wind chill values at or below zero throughout the day. On Sunday, we'll lose some of the wind and gain some more sunshine, but it will still be very cold with highs only in the middle 20s. On Monday, we'll start to moderate a bit back to the lower 30s. Some sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, and it appears that there'll be a storm system along the east coast on Tuesday into Wednesday. The exact track will determine what we get, but there is the potential for some snow, especially in southern New York and eastern New England into the middle of the week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, continued moisture return across the southern plain should result in dew points in the upper 50s to around 60 as cooler air moves in overhead in the middle levels. In combination with diurnal heating, this mid-level profile should encourage a corridor of moderate instability ahead of a low-pressure system heading into the region. Considering ample effective shear, isolated supercell thunderstorms capable of severe hail will be possible. Additionally, despite somewhat weak low-level flow, sufficient veering of winds with height will be favorable for a couple of tornadoes. Meanwhile, a plume of moisture associated with the front will produce rain over parts of Northern California and the Pacific Northwest through tomorrow, and snow over the high elevations of the Northern Rockies and parts of the Northern High Plains. Winter weather warnings and advisories are in effect for much of the Northern Rockies and portions of the Northern Plains for snowfall accumulations of up to 10 inches. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy, upper 50s, Boston mostly sunny, breezy, upper 40s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low 23, the record high 81, set just last year, 2016, and the record low 14 below zero in 1943. Sunrise this morning was at 6:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:55 p.m., 11 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. In and out sunshine and windy this afternoon, with temperatures in the upper 30s to around 40. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, windy today with highs around 50. Rain showers moving in, changing to snow late tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and windy this afternoon with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy this afternoon with highs in the mid-40s. Light snow tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, windy today with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Light snow showers or flurries tonight, especially south of I-90 with lows in the mid 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some light snow in the morning in southern sections, giving way to a mix of sun and clouds and windy weather in the afternoon, highs staying in the mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold Saturday, lower 20s. Mostly sunny, mid to upper 20s Sunday. Lower 30s on Monday with increasing clouds. And we'll watch the coast for the potential for some snow in the middle of next week with high temperatures in the lower and middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.